Hi, this is Nicholas Newport with Lucidology.com. Welcome to Lucidology 102, how to have your first 100 OBEs in 100 days, even if you're a jet-lagged insomniac right now. Here in part 4, we'll cover the OBE blueprint and the visualization construction toolkit. This section covers the 6 stages from waking awareness to OBE and the exact visualizations how to move through each one. Plus, we'll cover the what to do and when chart that shows you exactly what action to take at each stage of trance. Then we'll cover the visualization construction toolkit, which are the 4 critical ingredients that every visualization must have to be effective. So now we're ready to go from start to finish with an actual induction from physical focus to non-physical focus using visualizations. The first step is to create a space in your subconscious. The second step is to fill that space with a non-physical dream focus. The final step is to immerse your focus completely in the non-physical space and have no physical focus left. To do this using visualizations, there are 4 critical questions you need to be able to answer. These questions are, number 1, the pump primer. What are you going to use to get the visualization started? Number 2, the energizer. What are you going to use to make the visualization more solid and real once you have a connection going? Number 3, the selector. How are you going to make a distinction between physical awareness and non-physical awareness? And finally, number 4, the separator. How are you going to free yourself from physical focus and enter a non-physical focus? To answer those 4 questions, we have the 6-step OBE blueprint to take you from waking awareness to OBE. Once you've done a couple OBEs using the blueprint, you'll be able to use the toolkit to make your own customized inductions based on what works best for you. The first thing is to clear a subconscious space. When you start the induction, you may be distracted by thoughts about your physical day, and those need to be cleared out. To do that, just use a lazy random daydream. It's tempting to make this stage harder than it needs to be, but all you really need to do is daydream randomly for 5 minutes or so. Be as lazy as you possibly can be. Don't start visualizing too early. Use the physical relaxation methods, such as stop, drop, and roll, sleep breathing, and the still eyeballs relaxation from Lucidology 101. Definitely do not start right into a visualization without daydreaming first. Let the mind relax for at least 5 minutes before trying to visualize anything. Once you get to a point where you're more focused on your lazy random daydream than your physical body and physical memories, it means you've started to access memory impressions. In particular, what you're doing is getting out of headspace and into a random memory space. At this point, you're ready to move on to step 2, which is to prime the pump. The pump priming visualization will be more directed than random daydreaming, and will use mind space to seed memory space with your deliberate intention. A highly effective way to do this is with something called the computer menu visualization. Imagine clicking randomly around on a computer screen on the menus and windows that pop up. Drag them around and click the buttons randomly. The screen will respond back to you with various widgets and fields all over the place. You'll quickly get to the point where you're not consciously thinking about what the computer screen shows you. You'll just get a sense that you click and something is already there, and then you consciously observe what you're being shown. This is my favorite pump primer because it works so fast and starts getting you the element of surprise almost immediately. The element of surprise brings you to a state of information surplus very quickly. The memory impressions may not actually be sticking, but you will start getting back more information than you put into it right away. Doing this quickly forms memory impression bait for your OBE. When you start visualizing something in this way, your imagination starts to act as bait that attracts a non-physical signal. Once you have your bait, the next step is to cast your line. To cast your line, speed up the visualization. Click and click and click all around to cast your line and fish for memory impressions. You can also imagine the feeling of friction on your hand on the mouse. Drag your mouse across the menu bars so the menus pop out automatically without you needing to click on them individually. This brings us to step 3. When your pump priming starts to take root, your eyelid space will form and start collecting visual memory impressions. These will be very fleeting at first. In fact, they'll be so delicate that you don't want to look directly at them. Fleeting visuals that appear either in your normal field of vision or in your imaginary blackboard space are incredibly fragile. All you need to do to destroy a fleeting memory impression is to look directly at it and it will vanish. To get past this stage, You need to train yourself not to automatically look at them. This is hard because the human eye is hardwired to reflexively respond to movement. It may take a few nights of relaxing your eyeballs to make it past this part easily, but once you get the hang of it, you'll be able to move on to OBEs much faster than before. In order to strengthen your memory impressions, you need to use stimulus spikes. One very good stimulus spike is to imagine shining a very bright flashlight directly in your eyes. It's very important to strobe the light so it flashes on and off. You want to have a giant contrast between the light flashes and the dark period. When it starts to work and you see flashes, you may actually start to feel pain in your eyes from how bright it is. While you're using the flashlight, imagine loud clicking sounds that will add extra stimulus spikes. You can imagine clapping or explosions or anything else that has a sharp attack to strengthen the memory impressions. Eventually, the impressions will become stronger and last a bit longer. Once they reach a certain level of persistence, they will become frameable memory impressions. Remember that in the timer method, you used hypnotic fractionation to enter and exit trance over and over, and each time you completed a cycle, you slipped deeper and deeper into trance. Do the same thing here, except instead of using beeps, use stimulus spikes. First, imagine flashes and clicks, and then relax your mind and forget all about things for a few seconds. Then use more stimulus spikes for 10 or 15 seconds, and then relax for another 10 or 15 seconds. Repeat this until you start to get the photographic ownership gut feel, where you start to get a gut sense that the impressions are starting to stick, and you're starting to take control of them. This point where you reach photographic ownership is the biggest landmark on the way to an OBE, because once you really have a feeling that you've locked onto the impressions, you've got it in the bag. At this point, they've become frameable memory impressions. Step 4 is to stabilize the memory impressions. You still don't want to look directly at them because you'll destroy them. Instead, imagine placing glowing picture frames around them, which causes them to stabilize. Be sure to do this without looking directly at them. Remember that even at this point, you may not actually be seeing anything, and everything may still be invisible, because it's possible to go all the way and separate into an OBE, but still be non-physically blind. What matters is that the awareness of the impressions is lasting long enough that you can start to frame them. Remember to use the shifted blackboard trick to feel what memory impression space is like so you're not relying on sight. Once they're lasting long enough that you can frame them, you'll be very close to an OBE. This stage means your memory impression space is getting a much stronger connection to non-physical space. Using the fishing analogy, you can tell when fish are starting to nibble on your hook when your fishing bob starts to move. With OBEs, you can tell exactly how much of your impressions are coming from non-physical space based on how much they're surprising you. This is because surprise comes from some source other than your own intentions. At this point, you may also be getting other phenomena, such as vibrations and rushing noises. If you're getting good signals that the fish are starting to bite and you're collecting a steady stream of non-physical memory impressions, try looking directly at a memory impression. If it doesn't vanish, then things are stable enough for you to energize the memory impressions and start to reel them in. Step 5 is to energize the impressions. This will cause the non-physical signal to send impressions directly to your eyelid space instead of coming in through memory space first. To do that, take an impression you've framed and make it spin really fast. Spinning the impression will cause it to solidify. Make it spin as fast as you can, and then imagine it spinning twice as fast as that, and then twice as fast as that again. This will make the impression start to glow and become permanent. You should only need to use the spinning trick on one memory impression. This is as if you're reeling it in, so you can use it to complete your separation and enter the OBE. Step 6 is the last step. This is the actual OBE separation process. By this time, you'll be deep enough in your subconscious that you can probably use just about any exit method. The one we're going to use is called spin and grab. This is a new exit method which works very well with the induction we've done so far. By now, you should have a sense of where your non-physical body is, so you can use a non-physical hand to grab the spinning memory impression. When you grab the memory impression, it will cause you to get sucked into the non-physical space, and you'll be in an OBE. Here's the what to do and when reference chart, which is in your notes. It summarizes how to tell what stage you're in and what to do once you're there. Now that you have an idea of what a complete visualization powered OBE looks like, you can use it as a template to construct brand new inductions, which are just as powerful. Here's how the OBE Blueprint answers those four critical questions in the Visualization Construction Toolkit. First, you cleared a subconscious space with a lazy random daydream. Then you primed the pump with the menu visualization. Those steps form the pump priming step. Next, you strengthened your memory impressions by alternately using stimulus spikes and then pausing. This brought you to the important stage of photographic ownership. That was an energizer phase. After that, you stabilized memory impressions by framing them. That's a selector step. You then energized memory impressions by spinning them. That was another energizer step. Finally was the immersion and exit, where you grabbed the impression. That was the separator step. You can also see how the Lucidology 101 methods answer those four questions as well. You first fell asleep and dreamed. Those were pump priming steps. You then entered waking sleep paralysis using the timer. Waking sleep paralysis energized your subconscious by putting you into a waking theta state. Next, you used safety cap to tell between your physical and non-physical bodies. That was the selector step. Finally, you stood up in the non-physical version of your bedroom. That was the separator step. Now that you have the toolkit, you can check visualizations you've seen in other books and see if they're missing any parts. Then you can add what's missing and make them much more effective. For instance, a classic induction is to let yourself become very thirsty and place a glass of water on the other side of the room. The idea is that by strongly willing yourself to pick up the glass of water, you can end up projecting your consciousness to the glass of water and have a conscious OBE. This induction creates a strong sense of separation between your physical location and your target projection location. In other words, it has a selector and a separator stage, but it's missing the pump primer and energizer steps. You can fix it with the Lucidology 101 methods to get to the point where you've energized your subconscious and then switch to the thirst method once you've reached waking sleep paralysis. In the next section, we'll cover sneaky speed cheats to further accelerate your OBE skill using mental projections and phasing OBEs. These are types of OBEs you can do at much lighter levels of trance than traditional style OBEs. That means you can speed things up so you get to 100 OBEs much quicker. I'll also show you a unique way to recycle trance in mental projections using a special type of memory impression that acts as a portal into your subconscious using a technique I call rezooming. So stick around and I'll see you there.